Huh? It's Saturday? The late night with Leanne and RBN. Hi, how is everybody out there? And welcome to listening to my broadcast. This is Leanne Burley, and we're going to be talking about a lot of really interesting things tonight on RBN. For one, we have a guest that I think would be someone that you need to call and talk to. And to listen to his story. You see, the thing is, we look at the United States, we look at what is going on in the Middle East, we look at all these different war scenarios that we're going through right now, and we're not realizing Germany. We're not realizing how close we are. There was a situation, you know, that happened to young people during Germany, the war. They were lied to. Are we lying to our young people over here? Are people in other countries, like in Iraq, various places, putting your kids in the war arenas? Are the kids being lied to? Growing up believing government, believing what the government's telling them is the reason why they're at war. And it's proud to be. It's honorable. Now, the thing was that the German youth, they were just young people. They were rerouted and changed and programmed, and they didn't know. But then when all of it was over with and the Holocaust was instituted, and then what happened? Who was the blame? Who was the ones that, you know, ended up going before Nuremberg and various other communities? Those that didn't know, those that were there in Germany, because maybe the people there did not act. The population there did not act. They just sat there on both sides of the equations and just thought all this stuff was going to blow over, like we're sitting here in the United States and all over the world thinking this stuff's going to blow over. And then it never did. It became a nightmare for everyone. We still have ramifications from the nightmare here in Germany. They're still, you know, fighting to rebuild. And look what's going on in Iraq right now. The so-called rebuilding of Iraq. How long will that take? Why are we still there? Are we ever going to get out? To understand the war machine is something very complex. Until we understand the war machine, then the thing is, we're going to constantly have these skirmishes. And one of the things is the war machine cranks up. It makes money on all kinds of levels. Makes the economy work for countries. Countries that are destitute, countries that are not. Countries like our country. More money is spent, more money is used, more oil produced, more and more money. During the time that, you know, you're in inflation, you don't have anything backing the dollar, you don't know what's going on, you're not sure how long this country is going to be maintaining itself, so you have to create an environment for the money to be made. Now, who gets hurt in this? It's the people that are sent over in the military. It's the people themselves. But we're all rallying around the flag. We're believing a lie. And we got to stop believing lies, and we need to be the people in the United States. And we have to make our politicians know that this is our country. This is our world. We are here, too. And this is a corporation, and based on the corporate law, they have to listen to us. We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, we're back. And this is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. During the week, Monday through Friday, you'll find me on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And callers tonight, you can call in at 800-313-9443. We have two important guests here. And the first one is going to be a man that experienced Adolf Hitler's Germany. He was a former military person in Germany's army. He was a member of the Hitler Youth. His name is Helmer von Kampf. During World War II, he saw firsthand how German military was formed and how it currently parallels what's going on today. Now, the thing about his story is amazing because he also was held as a POW. POW, he was a prisoner of war in the Yugoslavia camps. He crossed seven borders to get back home to his family. He witnessed firsthand the terrible consequences and self-deception and lack of character and leadership of what was going on in Germany. And then he saw the world plunged into war and his nation and family destroyed. It was a hard knock for him. So anyway, we are going to bring him on right now. And then also, I want to bring on John Alastasis, my co-host. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, how are you doing, John?
Just making it here. Just got done with my book work, and I'm running late, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to bring our guest on, Helmer Van Kemp. Helmer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening, and I welcome you to my broadcast, and you have an amazing story. You're an author, lecturer, an international businessman, and you have several books out, it seems, on this issue. And I just wanted to have you start and give a little bit of history of what you saw and what you went through in Germany.
Yeah, that is my last book. Which, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So you asked me what about my book. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's called How Was It Possible? And How Was It Possible, of course, is what I have been asked across the world always. How is it possible that in a nation like Germany, such a thing like Hitler and the Nazis can blossom? And I was 7 years old when Hitler took over. And so what is in this book, which just was released, is our family before, during, and after the Nazis. And when the war was over, and I'm just going a little bit out of the schedule of time, and when the war was over and I came home, we had lost our home in Eastern Europe, and I came home to the West, where I found my mother and my sister and my younger brother. I started, we heard what has happened, the Holocaust, the crimes, the atrocities of the Nazis, and I had to come to grips with really how was it possible. And not only how was it possible, but what is my responsibility in this? In our family, we detested the Nazis. My father was a public officer of the government, or not of the Nazi, but when the Nazis took over from the Nazi government. And he had, and my mother, my parents had all the time to battle for that they could save us from the Nazi indoctrination. And I could not figure out where my own responsibility was. And it took me several years. And I got the clue. And I don't know whether I should start with it right now or whether you want to ask me some more questions first and then I'll tell you the story.
No, just go ahead.
Yeah, so I realized that was about 5 years. It took me about 5 years to get not a clear road, but to begin to see where the responsibility and the moral responsibility of myself and with me millions of German people like myself, where it was. And this is what I found. The Nazi philosophy was built on lies. The first lie was that there is no God. The second lie was that there was a consequence that there are people of different values. And, of course, the German race, that's according to the Nazis, the Aryans, were the top, and the Jews were on the lowest end of the ladder. And combined with the disregard of and the indifference to human lives and human sufferings, the end of the story was the Holocaust, with 6 million Jews being killed in the concentration camps. At the same time, I must also say that there were 10 million others, Germans and Slavs and gypsies and men and everybody who was not following the rules of the Nazis. So I repeat, what I found out was that the Nazi regime was built on a series of lies. And I, looking at myself with the eyes of God at one day, that means looking at my life with regards to the Ten Commandments of God and his absolute moral standards, I realized that I was not only a liar, but I was a hypocrite. I lied for small things. I lied to my parents. I lied to my teachers. I lied to my friends. I lied to everybody for small personal gains, whilst the Nazis lied for power. Hitler got us into the war for power, which is another story to which I can refer later on. But I realized that because I was a liar, we couldn't see through the Nazis. We detested them, but we did not really understand what they were. And so I had to find a profound change in my own heart with all the things I discovered about myself which were not godly. And I cleaned out my life. It took me several months to make restitution for all the people I had offended, for the offenses I had given to God. And I got a completely new view of life, of Germany, and later on of the rest of the world. And on this basis, I gave my life to God, and I said to him that I would use my life to make restitution for crimes which I had not committed, crimes which the Nazis had committed, and make restitution for what we had done.
Now the thing is this.
What is that?
You were a young man growing up in Germany.
Yes.
And during that time when you were growing up, you were given values based on what the government had felt or stated to the public.
Yes.
And the public did believe what was going on.
Well,
the time in Germany, the industrialized nation was coming into realm, and there was a situation similar to what's going on in the United States and all the world today, that there was issues of not having jobs, not having the ability to take care of your families, and they put into play this industrialized thought process, let's say, and it caused a situation that the people started looking at others that had a lot or were perceived to have a lot. And that was the beginning, was it not, of the hatred for the Jews?
Well, it's not that ideological. Let me put it this way. There was no Nazi. We lived in small towns, and there was no Nazi indoctrination in the sense that they set us down and then they tried to make us into Nazis. That never happened, at least not where I was. And it was not necessary, really, because Nazis, you see, if you look at the Islamic terrorists of today, they have a purpose which what they are doing, they label that as religion. Hitler labeled his intentions as patriotic, and that is exactly where we fell for it. He was able, not me, we didn't like the guy, and we didn't like the Nazis. My parents did their very best without telling us exactly what was happening. Our parents tried to save our character from indoctrination. But the real thing was that we didn't see through it. I tell you how the World War II began and what consequences it had for us. It began on the 1st of September in 1939. Hitler made a speech on the 1st of September to the nation saying that the Poles had invaded our country. They had shot at German institutions, and that we are now shooting back. So he said to us that the Poles had attacked us. 2 days later, the British and the French declared war on us. And then we discussed the matter, and we came to the conclusion that these were the same enemies as in World War I.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break.
Yes.
Please hold that note, and we'll be right back.
If you could tell me how long this interview is.
About 2 minutes.
About 2 hours. Hang on a second. We'll be right back.
Okay.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Central Standard Time. Join me on truthradio.com. And we're here with our guest, Helmer Van Kamp. And he's talking about very serious matters, something that we need to look at and what we need to address in our lives and mind right now, the possibility of this happening again. Helmer, I want to ask you a question here. You said before the break that they, in Germany, started believing that the Poles were attacking. Can you explain that again?
Yeah, the war started, according to the Nazis and according to Hitler, who made a speech about it, that the Poles attacked German institutions on German soil. And so he said, we answered their fire with our fire, and we are at war. So what he really did, oh, let me just finish what I said, and then 2 days later, the British and the French declared war on Germany. And we thought, the young people, as other people, thought that this is a continuation of World War I, where we had the same enemies who had ridiculed our nation, had destroyed our economy very, very nearly. And so now they came at us again. So we said we must first win this war and defeat them, and then we deal with the Nazis after we have won the war. But the reality was different. Hitler had lied to us. The Poles had not attacked Germany. Hitler had put a number of SS people in uniform, had sent them into Poland, and then these SS people came back as Poles and attacked the institutions. And then they had killed a number of inmates of the nearby concentration camp, and then they had put these people into Polish uniforms and distributed them on the ground around the radio station, for instance, so that it looked like that there was a battle between the Germans and the Poles, and these are the Poles who were killed in that battle. So nobody doubted the story. And we were at war, and Hitler and the Nazis, they didn't need to make us Nazis, because he had the generals, and he ordered the generals what to do, and the generals ordered us. And so we fought on ourselves, for our own will and our own conviction. I went into the war because I thought, I'm fighting to defend my country. But in reality, I didn't defend my country. I was a tool of a bunch of gangsters, but I didn't realize that. And as I said earlier, I didn't realize it, and I have the whole story in my book in detail. It is, I was a liar myself. And that is the way a totalitarian system works.
Please give the name of your book again. It's very important that people know about your book and where to get it.
Yeah, the book is called How Was It Possible? The story of a Hitler Youth and former soldier, and with an analysis of what is important for today.
Now, the thing is, what you bring up, and I want to mention this and have your opinion.
On
the World Trade Center in New York.
Yes.
Okay. The destruction of the World Trade Center.
Oh, yes.
Many of us here in the United States now realize that it was possibly not a situation from the Middle East, but internal, because of the forensic around what happened. And we were going after Bin Laden. Bin Laden was the culprit. Bin Laden was this and that and the other. But then, you know, in the equation, Bin Laden didn't have enough money to orchestrate that. And there was no way that anyone could just walk into the United States and just take it over and blow up three or four or five buildings in Pentagon with our high level of security and high level of technology. We feel here that what you're saying, and from what I'm hearing, is a parallel to what you had experienced in 1932, a lie, in order to orchestrate the cause, to make us believe that we should be at war. Now, I just wanted your opinion on that.
Well, my analysis on the similarities of because I'm getting the question very often, which you just said, not in that detail, but that is what people ask me. And my analysis is on the ideological cultural scene. I have also heard, of course, all the different theories about September 11. I don't know that I can say I know what how it was. I have heard reports. I never thought that there is a government being involved, but I do think that there may have been, because it was a military, very clear-cut operation, that there had been insiders here in America who have worked that matter out. That could very well be. But I have no facts about it, and I'm very careful.
I understand where you're coming from. But see, on my program, I've had CIA, FBI agents, people that were inside the government, police officers, various other people come on. And there's enough information here that shows that this thing was inside. It was not from outside. Orchestrated. We'll be back after this break with Helmer Van Kamp. And we'll be talking again with him live. Callers 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily.
9443, and we're here with Helmer Van Kamp, and he is the author, lecturer. And he was a part of Germany's youth. He went and served in the military there. It's a fascinating story that he's sharing with us about the parallels and the dangers and threats that a thought process can hold. And the thing is, again, it's not them alone that is to blame. It's what we can do as people when we see this thing starting to occur. You know, we're the people.
Yes.
And the people need to take responsibility because, you know what? I know in your heart you feel sorrow, you feel grief for all these years, and you just don't know how to repay because you feel that you have done something that harmed people that were innocent, and you were put in that by a government that lied.
Yes.
Is that not true?
Yes, but I have since that time, 1950 it was in a change, and I speak about all how this happened. I have been trying to awaken. Now, I have been in America, I'm now an American citizen, I've been here since 1990, and I had before come in and out. My sister was an American, so it is a long time ago. And I always felt that America, and I'm convinced about what I'm saying, is the only nation in the world which can turn the tide around, because we are going down. I agree totally with you. We are going down very rapidly. It is a moral issue. Now, I'll tell you where for me the parallels in, and I can later talk about the Islamic terrorists, where the things remind me every day of the Nazis. I remember when we were four children in our family, and when we went to church on Sunday, there were Gestapo agents. Gestapo is secret police. That was the executioners of the Nazi control of the people. And they made notes so that everybody who went to church could see that they put down their names. That was a threat. Everybody knew what is involved, because if you are at odds with the Nazis, it doesn't take long to disappear in a concentration camp. And we were told in that is perhaps indoctrination, which was for real. That was not given to us as a Nazi racial issue, but we were told that you can pray and sing hymns at home as much as you like, but in society, you Christians have nothing to say. We the Nazis, do what we think is right and what is wrong. Now, if I see the ACLU doing exactly the same thing with other arguments, but the point is the same, then I say the ACLU is executing Nazi policy, because the Nazis were pretty clear that people who have a value above themselves with God, that they are very difficult to manipulate. Therefore, they started the other way around, taking God out of society, and here, and they were very successful. They created a movement of so-called German Christians, and they gave Nazi propaganda and Christian vocabulary. And that is the same here today. What is happening is that God is being pushed out of the social frame of the United States. You can't have them. You can get condoms in the school, but not talk about God or pray or anything of that nature. And you can take God out of the public, out of the education system and out of the government system. And you come to a nation where you only material matters matter, which we have now in America, that even the project of the North American community is a project which is plainly built on material considerations, which in any case are no arguments, but this is what is being used. So I feel that America is being emptied of values, and people only at the end, or whether they go to church or not, makes not much difference. We go here the same road as we went at that time in Germany, and that is really makes me shudder.
And again, that's a parallel. It's a parallel again, because see, that is the thing that rots and decays the moral fiber of not only the people themselves but the youth. Because the youth then lose the consciousness of what is right and wrong,
yes.
Because the society has removed the equation of God and the faith and knowing right from wrong. Now,
yes.
My question to you is this, too. I want to find out about the question of Aryan. How did that come about there in Germany, the issue of the Aryan and the caste system there?
Well, I'm a Lutheran, and it is not too long ago that I discovered this. This is Martin Luther. He was nearly, I would nearly say, a ferocious anti-Semitist, And if you look at the things the Nazis did with the Jews, taking their rights away, they couldn't. The aliens did not need to pay their debts to Jews, but Jews had to pay their debts to the aliens. They could not go into anymore in government service. They were robbed of their citizenship, and then they were driven into camps, and from there it went to the concentration camps. But most people, including myself and our family, we did not know about the Holocaust, but every German, including myself, we knew very well that the Jews were being discriminated and badly treated, and there was no national outcry of protest. There was nothing of the organized churches, but there were plenty of individual people who stood up and ended in a concentration camp. So that is the story. And I come back to Martin Luther. I'm just looking here at my papers because I do have things. He said, if you read what Hitler said about the Jews, that they should not be allowed to go into their synagogues, they should be burned down, and that the best would be they wouldn't be here, they would be thrown out, then it's no wonder that was 300-400 years ago, that the fruit, let's put it this way, there was fertile earth, or fertile ground for the anti-Semitism of Hitler to flourish. And that's why I think was one reason why there was no outcry, and it was the German people already at that time had lost the sense of right and wrong. So that's what I have to say to that.
Well, what happened to now the Croatian? I think it was the Utaska was formed. And from rumors, it had ties back to the Vatican. Now, they were the ones that came in the beginning of World War II and killed Serbians and the Gypsies. They were saying close to 200,000 were murdered and slaughtered, cut to pieces, thrown in open graves all through various areas of Europe.
Are you talking about Croatia?
Yes.
Well, there was the Ustasha. I know that they were Nazis, but I haven't heard what you say. It could be, but I am not that story I do not know, but it is quite possible.
Well, in the beginning of the World War, the St. Francis of Assisi Order of the Vatican was involved with the Croatians, and it came to, and it's in the Holy Cross Museum and various other literature all over how they slaughtered massive amounts of Serbians and Gypsies all before the very beginning of World War II. And then the other thing, now you had said, and I was interested in this, when this was going on, the German people did not realize really the Holocaust until close to the end of the war.
Well,
or they had no
war.
Knowledge at all that that these people were being put in death camps.
Well, no, the Jews and others were put into railway wagons, and the wagons at night brought them to their Auschwitz or the death camps, and they were burned. They were erst gassed, and then they were burned. But before they were burned, The SS took the gold out of their mouth and took everything of value, stole. They were thieves. They were not only murderers, they were thieves. Yeah, but let me say this. There were in total were people who were killed that were 6 million Jews, and then 10 million which were not just in concentration camps, but they had special brigades of men which were sent to the front line where they were most likely to be killed, which they were. And so that is and not even the numbers. People knew about the concentration camps, but they had no idea about the figures and all of that. And as I said, nobody knew, or very few people knew about the Holocaust. That came to the light of the day afterwards. I was a prisoner of war in Yugoslavia, and I escaped across 7 borders in October, November 45. With this, I start my book, and I wish I would find a film producer to film that, because that is quite a story. But when I came back, that was already known, and then I came back in November, and then all these things kind of fell over me, and you were speechless. You couldn't understand how that is possible.
So, John, do you have any questions of Elmer?
Yes, as the German people were misled, so were the American people in the world. A couple, for instances, is like Standard Oil owned like Auschwitz, and we had like the Rockefellers, and even Mr. Bush's father, grandfather, were investing monies into the war. And we had things happening such as our military trucks at that time. As you know, the fuel would be very important to have.
Excuse me, I didn't hear about something in the telephone. Could you say that again, what you just said?
Okay. The Rockefellers and Standard Oil, there was a lot of industrialists from America that were investing money into Germany to create, like, Auschwitz. They were also, Mr. Bush's grandfather was also investing, I forget the banking, I want to say Brown Brothers or something banking were investing money into the Nazi Party. Also, as you would realize, that fuel would be a very important factor in the war. Our army vehicles were extremely terrible on fuel. They they'd only go 40 miles an hour screaming, and so they only got maybe 2 or 3 miles a gallon on fuel. And this was orchestrated. The bombs in England that were hitting England from the Germans, some of them were manufactured in England. The English castle was hardly ever hit, even though the Germans had a blitz on it. And this blitz, which was very well orchestrated, and the Germans had a lot of abilities, they never bombed the castle, as the Americans didn't bomb the factories in Germany when we blitzed Germany on the way back. That was all orchestrated by the powers to be of, I call them the WTO or the industrialists. And so the little people such as yourself and myself, and we're unable to see solutions sometimes or why things are happening.
Why? What's going on?
But it's the people that are controlling the shoestrings from the backside and telling us the lies that are creating these horrors and situations that are perpetrated on us.
Oh, I was trying to
tell you. Very, very bad line. But I agree with you that they are. And we know that now also. I knew that the American companies had made deals with the German companies, and they financed the Nazis, and they financed the Soviets in the 20s. That is all true. That is why I am saying that the only way ordinary people like myself can get effective in changing the situation is by stop lying. To stop and defeat the power of the lie. And that is what everybody can do, start with truth in his own life. When I started to be truthful to myself about who really I am and be truthful about what I have done, and then I decided to stop to lying and never lie again, my life changed in completely, and since then I have been going around the world, and now I'm in America for 17 years now as a resident and a citizen, and I try to get this across to the American people that the only way this can be changed if truth can be established in all sections of human society.
I would be honored to listen to you speak in one of your in local areas. If you had a schedule or something or a website, it would be very interesting to sit in, and I'd love to shake your hands. The idea of the spiritualism of telling the truth and producing love and goodwill between men is such a powerful thing, and as you understand it, it's something that also needs to be taught alongside of what you, the rest of what you're teaching.
I got to stop you here, John, for a minute, and we're going to a break. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Helmer Van Kemp when we return after this break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
That's great. It starts with an earth.
All right, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. We're having a conversation that all should hear. And I would pass this out. You know, we have this on archive. Get a copy of it, pass it out to family and everyone else. You need to have everyone hear this. And get a copy of Helmer Van Kemp's book. We're going to go pretty soon to the next hour, and Helmer's going to be here for that. And he's also going to be on Truth Radio for the second half of this interview
next week on Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Helmer,
yes.
I wanted to ask you, too, what happened to your family during this time? You said that you came back and you found them. What type of situation were they in? How did they feel towards the end of the war? What was their feeling on what happened?
Can I answer? Can I just say one more thing to the gentleman who talked before, who asked me for my website?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
And then
of
I will answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
My website is www.vonkampe, V like Victor, or V as Victor, O-N-C-A-M-P-E.com. And you can, as well, you see a lot of things what we are talking about here. And you can also buy the book via my website.
Give that address one more time.
It's www.vonkampe, V like Victor, O, N like North, C like Cesar, A like
Apple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. M like Mary, P like Paul, E like Earth. That is Hilmar, www.vonkampe.com. And
okay.
The book is How Was It Possible?
Now, you also had two other books out. One is The Moral Meltdown.
Yes.
And the other is The Core of Globalism.
No, that is the subtitle to Moral Meltdown.
Oh, okay.
Which is not in circulation right now. I have to update it, and I haven't gotten the time yet. I hope I can do it this year. And the other book is Connecting with the Power of God. That is directed at American Christians. And it's also part of the story of my family and myself. And they can be bought only via my website. So that is, and I have plenty of material and thought to write one or two more books if I get to it. Now, to answer your question with regard to my family, my elder brother, Asher was his name, he fell in Russia. And at that time, that was in 1942, and at that time it had become a custom in Germany when if somebody dies or fell in action, you make an announcement in the newspaper. And the normal routine in this was to say that so-and-so fell in action in the service for the Führer, that is Hitler, our nation, and for the people. And my parents, my brother did not die for Hitler and the Nazis, and they simply refused to do this. And they put what they really felt about the Bible.
I had to stop you here because we got the music going again, and we're going to the beginning now of the second hour. We'll be right back up with Helmer Van Kamp. Also, callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll take your questions when we return.